Welcome to the Crimson Circle Connection Center. We're here in Louisville, Colorado, and this is the first shout of the new series.
It is, and it's actually the first shout in a couple of months because, well, we took September off. I think we all needed it. We had kind of pre-planned to take September off because we were originally going to be in Europe at this time, or at the beginning of the month, but that didn't work out so well. And we just got the month off, which was really, really nice. But here we are once again at the studio. And I have to say, we miss you, Chambra, the ones who were here in person on a regular basis or even just once in a while. We really miss the hugs. We miss the laughter in the studio. I mean, we're having a great time with the staff here. We're doing everything, but it's still not quite the same.
Well, you know, I'm convinced part of this is probably Adama's trying to help us all understand, you know, because everybody's spread out everywhere, that you come together and you feel each other. But when you can't, you suddenly realize what muggles really are.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things I miss is those hugs, the interaction, the joking around, some of the Chambra. You know, I miss Sart's energy. I miss all of your energy that was here. One of the things, though, we're really finding out is that we've been doing more and more online type of things. And it's interesting how people are noting that they're really getting the energy. And
I love that. I love that.
And a lot of them really like being in the comfort and the safety of their own home. They don't have to travel. They don't have to go out and take a risk with COVID. They're just sitting at home enjoying all the stuff. And
that's been really fun to hear and to people express that.
Yeah. Well, that the energy is actually being conveyed over the internet.
We could never reach as many Chambra physically as we do when we had to do these internet classes. And it's been really cool because we really can feel your energy. I kind of giggle about that, but it's real. I mean,
we do.
It's real.
Yeah. We've had a very, very busy summer. I mean, incredibly busy. You and I got back from Kona, I think it was like mid-June, somewhere in there. It has been nonstop ever since, with one thing after the other. It's been a glorious summer from that standpoint of what we've been able to produce and do here.
It snowed two times when we first got home and now again a couple weeks ago.
But on the other hand, here in Colorado, it's going to be, 70 today, which is almost 20 Celsius. So,
and in the 80s this week.
It's been crazy.
Very crazy.
Just so crazy. It's crazy and busy. I actually had a dream last night that I was exhausted. And I was just like, I couldn't do any more. People wanted stuff. I was just totally exhausted. And then I woke up and I realized that I'm so busy, I have to dream about being exhausted because I don't have time to be exhausted.
You don't have time to be exhausted.
I don't have time. Okay. So anyway, we're here for
Jeffrey,
the October.
Jeffrey.
Yes.
All of us want you to take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself.
You're going to make me dinner tonight?
I make you dinner almost every night.
I know you do. Yes, thank you for that reminder. But actually, after this week, it's going to slow down a little bit, which is good, which is going to be really good. We want to welcome all of Chambra from all around the world who are here for taking part of this. It's the beginning of the new series. And I'm kind of excited about it. Adamus hasn't told me much up until just about 30 minutes ago. And then he started talking, and I'm trying to write down some notes just so I can capture it. But he's being a little bit elusive.
Oh, Adamus?
Yes, Adamus.
Interesting.
Yeah. But we want to welcome all of you here. It's our Halloween month, so we have some Halloween graphics to go with it. As you can see, Linda and I kind of got dressed up a little bit.
Not clowns?
Not much. But the stage is dressed up. The crew here did a great job making it kind of a harvest stage, which is nice. Pumpkins and corn stalks and everything else. Makes me hungry, actually. But anyway, we're delighted to have you here. And as we said, it's been a couple of months since our last get-together. So fortunately, we have Gene who puts together the Shout recap to remind us of Shout 12 of the Passion series back in August.
And one more thing about that. You realize that is the first Shout series where there were 12. Adamus wanted 12. It's always been 11.
Yeah.
So everything about it has been odd and special.
Everything has been odd. So in a way, it's kind of nice because now we get to kick off the new series, you know, right away. Before, it would have been weird kicking it off in August, taking September off, then resuming. So it's kind of a clean start.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So we're going to take a look along with you at what we did 2 months ago here in that last shout. Let's take a look right now. This is the time right now. This is the time. There is so much right now just to allow into transformation. You chose this. You chose to be here with this group that you call Crimson Circle, Chambra. You chose to be exactly where you are in your life right now. There's no mistakes about it whatsoever. These changes that are occurring, and again, you could say the epicenter was the virus. The changes that are occurring right now very, very rapidly are actually one of the most brilliant ways of affecting a change not only to this planet, but to all of physical creation. And it is that gigantic. It is that profound and impressive. There is tremendous inherent goodness in humanity, and I know you can see it. I know it gets depressing at times because you wonder if it's still there. Absolutely. And there's truly more goodness in humanity right now than there was 100 years ago, or 500, or definitely 2,000 years ago. There's more consciousness on the planet. It is that goodness of humanity that you, as realized masters on the planet, are going to be tapping into, feeling into. You're not going to try to manipulate it or change it or anything else like that. But as you allow your light to shine, your consciousness to radiate, that's where it really, really goes right away. It inspires those, that 97% of the world's population that has such goodness and hope. They have such hope. And yes, sometimes they're gullible. Sometimes they fall prey to bad leaders or bad businesses. But when we in the future do our shouds and some of our marabs as true embodied masters, we're going to really tap into that goodness of humanity. We're not going to worry about the other stuff. It will become noise. It will become a little distraction, but not a big one. And pretty soon, with that goodness and your light and all the changes that are happening anyway, and the whole warping of time right now, and everything else going on the planet, that's going to make such great change for this planet to enter into their true next age. And it would not be possible if it wasn't for you and others like you. Imagine, and I mean this in all truth, you're having your flourless cake or whatever you choose to eat, and you're having your latte, but it might have some sugary stuff in it. You're not even worried about your body, because your body has done this great leap into the free energy body. Everything balances itself almost instantly, and that's where we're going. That is a no macchio, no qualification, no asterisk, no fine print note from me to all of you. And we're here right now in this epicenter of the change on the planet. Things will never be the same again. Humans will go through a time of processing, of changing over, of adjusting, of recalibrating. And then we have the imaginers, this 6.5% of the population who are there. They're ready. They're ready to imagine a new world. It's really about owning everything that's happening to you right now. Owning everything. It's difficult to do sometimes because you don't want to own the aches and the pains of your body, but own them because they're there for a reason. Your anxiety, own that anxiety. Eat it up. Go right into it instead of trying to run from it. This, if there is any message in all the years that I've been talking to you, any message that needs to be clearly understood, any message that I really want to drive home, It's right now. And it's to own whatever you're going through. Yes, relationship issues, mental confusion, fogginess, dreams at night, your irritation, your depression, doubts, when you get sick, your own demons, your own dragon coming after you. Own everything that is happening in your life right now. In these days ahead, as a reminder, don't worry about the outside world right now. Don't get caught up in the causes. Don't get caught up in the sides. There are no sides. That is perhaps one of the greatest things that you as masters are going to be teaching. And it's going to be one of the things that humans resist the most. They want to have sides, whether it's their masculine or feminine, whether it's their light or dark, rich or poor. They are duality-oriented creatures at this point. And the last thing a true embodied master does is take sides. Ultimately, it's all about owning yourself. I can take almost any issue that's happening on the planet right now, and you start connecting the dots, even though the dots, you know, are a little strange at times. It comes back to energy, sovereignty, and owning thyself. So right now, in these next, let's call it 30 to 60 days, please own whatever is happening to you.
Wow, that was incredible. So I have to own all the crap that's been going on for the last 2 months?
Yep.
Really?
Wow,
I forgot all that.
Yeah.
That explains it? I can blame this all on Adamus's message.
Yeah, you got to own it. No, actually what he said was very profound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead we try to run from things or deny mm-hmm. things, but by owning it, you realize, A, it's yours, B, you know, you're transmuting it, you're changing it, and yeah, there's going to be ups and downs, bumps along the way, but let's be clear that ultimately it's really ours. And then then you can redirect the energies, change the energies to have them better suit you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But anyway, I was glad we had that.
It's been a very, very, very unusual, weird, and bumpy 2 months.
Yeah, and year.
Yeah, but particularly since he's that message for me.
Yeah, no, I was glad we had that recap to bring us back up to date. I do not remember that shout.
I forgot it. I definitely forgot it. I guess that was a convenience of memory.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move ahead and talk about recent events. Well, we haven't had any live events, but we sure have had a bunch of events online.
It's been incredible. The live events, for me, have just been wonderfully over the top.
We haven't had any live events. They've all been online.
Wait.
But wait.
Yeah. When I say live event, I mean events
alive.
With Chambra. Alive.
Okay.
Alive.
Versus being here in person, alive.
Alive.
Okay,
yeah.
Now I get it.
Because
yeah.
I feel the audience, even if
wherever
they are, you do too.
You know, it's interesting that as we talk about some of these, I know they're so real because afterwards I am worn out.
Yeah.
You know, I can feel it. We recently did Threshold. It was online. It was August 21st through the 23rd. It was a great event. We'd never done it online before.
Never.
First time. We've always done it in groups of like, I think, 25.
Yeah.
And for the first time, we did it online at Adamus's request. Not only his request to do it, which we filmed it back in, I think, late June or sometime
July.
Like that, July, but he wanted it to play, to be online by the end of summer. So we rushed. The rest of the crew rushed to get it done.
Very much so.
In time. We had, I think it was about 1,200 Chambra from 58 different countries.
Beyond anything I could have imagined. And what was so incredible to me was when we've done Threshold with audiences, you know, there's certain things you feel with the individuals. And I was so grateful that from what people told us, they felt all those energies from online.
Yeah, and again, a lot of people were saying how much they enjoyed just being at home where they could, they were in a truly safe space.
Right.
So it was tremendous. It literally took me a week afterwards. And I've been through Threshold 17 times prior to that.
Right. No,
never
me too.
With that many people with that, such a poignant energy behind it.
It was incredible.
Yeah, that was, I was back in August. Then in September 11th through the 13th, we did Merlin on Passion of the Merlin online.
Well, and you know, that was the event that was going to be in Bled. That, of course, there was no chance that we could do that. They actually outright banned Americans from coming. But we knew there was no way we could do it. And so we decided to try an alternative to do it online. And wow, I mean, once again, the audience was way beyond what we could have imagined. And it was
over 1,500 people.
Stunningly beautiful. And you all seemed to enjoy the, there were a lot of different, you know, personality aspects, channels. It was pretty interesting.
It was fascinating. And again, we kind of resurrected from the ashes when we had to cancel Bled and our entire September European tour. I was devastated, but we brought it all back together. We did Passion of the Merlin online. We had a blast here over those 3 days at the studio. And, well, we're going to show you a little bit of the Passion of the Merlin, the recap.
Good.
Here we go. It was.
Hope you enjoy it.
Let the video speak for itself. You've had this whole desire to be realized. It's the passion, it's what you're here for. The human in its last lifetime, waiting for realization, and then wondering why it's not here, and then working at it, and then worrying about it, and then doing strange machio things when actually nothing needs to be done at all. I've said from the beginning, this is all natural. Not a thing for the human to do. Because you see, the human actually does not become realized. The human does not become realized. When the master has brought everything to wisdom, and when there's kind of a consensus between the human and the master for the human no longer to hold on to things, no longer to have to process or to feel guilty or any of that, when it's all brought to wisdom, then the Merlin emerges, and the human is intimately aware of the Merlin. Now the human has let all this stuff go. The Merlin is realized, meaning that everything's, it's done its job. It's collected everything. It's brought it to wisdom, and it's given it as a gift to the I Am. Not that the I Am needs a lot of gifts, but the I Am receives all of this. And in that moment, the I Am is enlightened. The Merlin of each and every one of you, my passion is to bridge the human and the soul. So they face each other once again, they integrate with each other once again. The greatest, you could say, asset of the Merlin, now that everything has been brought to wisdom, is that the Merlin is now timeless. Imagine, dear human, you who excel in experiences, what it's going to be like now having experiences beyond time. The other thing that's so important to know at this point is that there really is no future. As there is no time, there is no future. And there's not a future of realization. The realization's always been here. It's all in your energy. And the energy has no time. In this new time of timelessness, in the free time that Adamus talks about, is that you'll feel a sense of integration like never before. And what we have here then is this moment of integrate into the greatness of yourself.
Well, what are the take-home lessons? What are the things that Adamus has been talking about over and over as the years go by in different ways, but really wants us to get these basics? And surprisingly, when I started to write them down, they kind of came more easily than I expected. So that's encouraging, I think, for all the Chambra to realize we've learned a lot more than maybe we think through this past almost decade.
I usually work with children and adolescents, so I want to start with your childhood. You were brought up by a lonely parent and left home at the age of 8.
Yes, I was a bastard. I had no father. I was brought up by my mother, who I dearly loved, and then I was shipped away when I was 7, not to correct you, doctor, but when I was 7.
7, okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Did you have behavioral difficulties and were actually removed to stay at a foster home in Transylvania?
No, my dear, this wasn't emotional difficulties. This was part of my evolution. I'm still Sart. Oh, crap. But now I'm an ascended master. This is just weird. Back in May, I never thought I'd be sitting here presenting at one of these big conferences, and never thought I'd be being channeled by Caldera, but here we are, so let's take it away. I was a runt in school growing up. I wasn't very tall, wasn't very big. I had a chip on my shoulder. I was constantly getting in fights. I usually lost, but man, that made me tougher for the next fight that I got in. I didn't know what I was fighting. I mean, I thought back then I was just fighting the other kids. Thought I was just trying to prove myself, but I realized later I was fighting some pretty big demons that were inside me. I'm here as Sart to encourage all of you. Don't fight anything anymore. There's nothing left to prove. There's no more, what did Adamus say, it was tilting at windmills, whatever in the fuck that means. There's no more tilting at windmills, nothing to battle anymore. It's all done. It's all wrapped up. It's all over. Now you have nothing but the beautiful memories of your life. Gerhard and Anat, such a delight to see you guys.
Hello, everybody.
Hey. Wonderful to see you too.
Hello, Jeff and Linda. So good to see you.
Dr. Joachim Wolfram.
Oh, it's a good time for me here. Hello, and thanks for the invitation. I'm glad to be with you.
Let's bring up our wonderful, wonderful friend and an amazing interviewer, Kevin Moore.
Welcome, Kevin. Thank you guys so, so much. You know, it's always such a pleasure to be working with you both.
Jonathan Cray, Sandra Roggerman, and George Andrada. Welcome, guys and gals.
Hi.
Hi, y'all. Good to be here.
Yes, I am enlightened. I, Katumi, am enlightened. It took me a while to get there. Oh, many, many lifetimes of wandering that path, many lifetimes of trials and tribulations. But then I realized one day I just needed to say it. I just needed to hear the words. Yes, I am enlightened. Yes, I am enlightened. And I would like to hear it from you today. I am enlightened. That's all there is to it. All the secrets, all the mysteries, all of the studying, it comes down to this moment. I am enlightened. Can you, dear Shambhra, allow that?
It was about time I had a stern talk with myself.
Oh, Mama. We can't go on together.
Now is the time in that Atlantean dream and in the time of machines, where we join together all the ascended masters and all who are ready to allow their realization. Let us take a deep breath together in this beautiful and silent moment. Each a sovereign being, but yet joined together by one thing in common: realization. Now comes the time for the human to be relieved of any of the burdens of coming to realization. It has always been up to the I am. And the real work was done by the master, now called the Merlin. It's time for the human to let go of that burden and the struggle, and now simply to receive the awareness of realization. The soul has fulfilled what it wanted to do when it came through the order of the Ark, has fulfilled what it wanted to do with the coming of the human. It is the soul that becomes enlightened. It is the human that allows that awareness. That was really fun watching that. It seems like it was ages ago, although it was just a couple weeks ago. It was really fun because we were so busy with it.
Right.
And I got a kick out of all the costume changes. That was your suggestion to begin with. Linda had said, or before we ever did the online thing, you know, people might get confused later. Is that Kathumi? Is that Sart? Is that Merlin or whatever? So we picked out some costumes, and I've been wearing them around the house ever since. It's been a lot of fun. But
well, we hope that, we know so many of you enjoyed it. We've heard such good things back, and we're so excited about that. It went beyond what we imagined, and actually it's still available online if you'd like to subscribe to it.
Yeah, you can still subscribe to it. It's gosh, I don't know how many total hours worth of profound channels, having fun, talking to old friends like Gerhard and Anat, who they also provided great music throughout. So yeah, it's still available. And I got such a kick watching that.
It was just a three-day event.
It was 3 days, and it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I think we're all learning how to watch in over the internet. You know, we're having meetings now. I don't know, the last time we had a regular in-person meeting, it's all Zoom. We're doing it all on the internet, so it's actually working out pretty well. And I have to say that the crew here during the production did such a beautiful job. They just made it look seamless.
They did. It was wonderful.
Even if they were basket cases by the end time we were done with it, because you can imagine all the moving parts and pieces in something like this.
No, they're so professional. We're so lucky. Have a good staff.
Anyway, it is available online. You can subscribe to it. I think you have 90 days to watch it. It was really a kick. A lot of good stuff. Anyway, moving along, what's up next?
Well, next we want to talk about Dreamwalker Death. That was September 25th, 27th, so that was
1 week ago.
Literally a week ago, exactly.
Wow.
And it was amazing to do that online.
Yes.
And it had updates. It was really important to a lot of people because once Adamus said that the Order of the Ark and the angelic families and all that was just gone and all the changes, a lot of people were anxious for the update, as I sure was, and I know Gene in particular was. So we finally got Adamus to do it.
Yeah, the original was filmed back in 2006, I believe. We had done an update in 2015. But after everything that's happened this year, we literally had to totally redo it. So these are all new channels, all new information. Right. And we did it last weekend, I think, with, 500 people
right.
from around the world, which we could never accommodate
that many
if we were doing it live. But online, it's amazing. And we feel like we're there with you. I mean, we
Absolutely.
Are there with you. But we So let's take a look.
And we're excited, too. I know there have been three deaths in the around my life. And I could
the recently. Time,
recently.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't have participated in this in a more timely.
You were literally doing a dream walk for somebody during the dream walk weekend. So
I was.
It had to be particularly touching for you.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to take a look at Dreamwalker Death, the recap. Death is one of the greatest fears and the most misunderstood things on the planet today. And we're going to dive into this. We're going to talk about death. We're going to reveal what death really is. Death is a transition. And oftentimes it allows you to shed a lot of old things that you've been carrying. Let them go so you can renew and redo. So there's a wonderful, delicious value in death. Dreamwalking. It's something that most of you are familiar with. Most of you are familiar with. You've done it in the past, in a past life. It's not new. We're presenting it a little bit different, a little bit new, but it's really not new. It's been around for a long, long time. The ancient Atlanteans practiced it. They would be there to escort their beloved ones to the other side. It was practiced in more modern times in what we now call Old Egypt. The Egyptians were really good at dreamwalking. They had death boats. They actually built the boats, and they would then put the dead one in that boat and escort them into the other realms in that boat. Many of the indigenous peoples of this world practice dreamwalking. The ones from Australia and Africa, South America in particular, picked up on the old Atlantean practice and the Egyptian practice and kept it intact, guiding people over to the other side. I'm going to set down some guidelines to protect you, to keep you safe while you're out there in the other realms. And through this sessions of Dreamwalker Death, you're going to learn some very fascinating things or remember some fascinating things. You'll learn or remember that there are many, many realms. Realms. It's not just here. I mean, here's fine, but there are many realms, and you know what? You can access all of those right now. You don't have to be dead. As a matter of fact, the beauty of Dreamwalker Death is you are here in the physical body, you are conscious, and going into the other realms and experiencing what that's like as you're doing a dreamwalk for somebody else. In Dreamwalk, you'll learn that the old concept of death as in finality isn't true at all. It's a transition. It's going from one state of being to the other. And perhaps one of the most important things that you can learn through this is that you don't have to leave the physical body to have a death. You're also going to learn that it is invaluable to be a guide for others. As a trained guide for dreamwalking, you can escort your loved ones, your friends, your enemies. You can escort anyone to the other side. It's like having, for them, it's like having a friend walk with them to the other side. There's a tremendous amount that you can learn from dreamwalker death for yourself, for the others. And ultimately, it's going to help transform the entire understanding of death on the planet. The work that you do as a dreamwalker, what we're sharing here in these sessions, is part of what helps to transform the old concepts, the dreary, dark, scary, lonely concepts of death. It's actually very, very beautiful. And now what I'd like to do is something very special for you. Not for the departed ones, not for the spooks, but for you. Because as much as we're talking about dreamwalker death, escorting, guiding others during their beautiful process of leaving the physical realms, as much as we're talking about that, this dreamwalker death is for you, about your own lifetime, and about your own death, and about your own transition. You've had all the experiences, good and bad. And now you just want to really feel into those experiences. And without coming back for another one, just collect every part of you. And in many ways, that's what realization is. It's integrating everything back in, all those lifetimes, all those experiences, just integrating them. And then bringing them to wisdom. So they're no longer stuck memories. They're no longer old wounds. No, they're integrated into pure experience, pure wisdom. So here you are in dreamwalker death. So much of it is really about your last lifetime. You'll learn how to escort others, but you're really preparing for your own final lifetime on this planet.
Truly, dreamwalker death is very profound, very incredible information, and I'm incredibly grateful to it for all the different perspectives it gave me and the support even involved with anybody in that process.
Yeah. Dreamwalker death is available on demand now, even though we had a big cloud class last weekend. We wanted to make it available anytime you want or need it, because you never know when a loved one or a friend or somebody you know is going to cross over. So it will always be available now as an on-demand. So you can subscribe to it anytime. There's also a guidebook that's going to be going with it. And it is truly profound information. For me, what it meant was a really new understanding, a new discovery about life and death. It's really the understanding about death really gives you a new perspective on how to live.
It's never offered. I mean, it's always mysterious, and really Adamus takes so much of the mystery away.
He really does. So that was our summer. It was busy with a lot of other activities in between, but it's been quite a run of amazing work with all of you, in addition to Keyhawk every 2 weeks and many of the other things going on.
It's been beautifully busy.
Beautifully busy, but now it's time to stop and take a deep breath.
Okay.
But
what?
We're going to talk about upcoming events, of all the stuff we do have coming up. So what's on the schedule, Linda?
Well, we've got all kinds of things on the schedule, and upcoming is Sexual Energy School, and that's going to be at the end of this month. And you know how valuable that is, so much so now that Adamus requires it for...
Threshold.
Online classes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, live classes.
Well, everybody's heart just went, oh.
No, not online. Sorry.
I don't know how many people have taken SES, but I know it's somewhere 10,000 or over. It might even be 15,000 over the years. But we do it twice a year online. We're going to be doing it again October 30th through November 1st. So that's right over the Halloween weekend.
Right. Oh, and that's an interesting time.
We're going to be hosting it live from Villa Amio in Kona. So we get up really early in the morning, like I know a lot of you from Australia and different parts of the world do. We're up pretty early. I think we start the webcast, it'll be maybe 7 o'clock.
Quite early,
6 o'clock.
7.
Yeah, but that's pretty early because we have to get up hours in advance to make sure all the technology is working, to make sure that we look good.
I'm kind of hoping Belle will join us.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Belle. It's the Villa Amio dog, but... That Sexual Energy School coming up at the end of the month. There is a 50% discount for grads. If you've already taken it, you get half off. If you haven't taken it, we always encourage you to, because it's one of the core classes. It has to do with energy management, making sure people aren't feeding off of you and you're not feeding off of them.
It's profound and it's life-changing. You will never see those things the same again.
We had a couple other events that were scheduled for Kona, but had to cancel them because of the coronavirus. That's really turning this whole year upside down. But
Everybody keeps thinking it's going to get better, but it kind of hasn't been.
It's been crazy. But anyway, come January, we're going to be back here to enjoy the beauty of early winter in Colorado. We're going to be doing the January shout, of course. But then right after that, we go into really one of my favorite, but maybe most stressful things we do all year.
And it's the most stressful is your favorite.
Yes, because it's stressful up front, but after it's over, I'm like, oh my God, that was great. You know, I get a little cranky beforehand. I'm difficult
you?
To be around. Yeah. But I love Pronost. Pronost is just such a tremendous insight into what's going to be happening in the planet. Going back as far as the Pronost in 2014, Adamus talked about a virus that would affect the whole world. They wouldn't know how to deal with that, how to handle it. It's exactly what we're in now. A couple of years ago, he said the Pronost was in about the dragon enters the world. And certainly it did. And then this year, Pronost 2020 was about the planetary awakening. So it's Pronost. I love it. I do not know what he's going to talk about
this
year.
Sign up for it if you dare.
I do not know. Once we do know, we'll probably change the graphic also to reflect what he's really going to talk about. But he hasn't said too much about it. I'm hoping
he's
in Kona.
He's kind of kept you busy on other things.
He has.
Okay.
And then what next, Linda?
Well, then also, once again, we're going to do aspectology. Online. And we're very excited about that. That'll be January 22nd through the 24th. And as you know, aspectology is once again a core class and so much for us to learn about ourselves.
It is. I love doing aspectology. We do it online once a year. So if you're interested, please sign up. Graduates, again, get a 50% discount. It really explains how the creative beauty of ourselves. We can create all these aspects, but at a certain time, it's time to bring them home. Then after that, what are we going to do?
Wow, it's going to be, believe it or not, Threshold Online again.
Once again.
Yes, we're going to host it live. That'll be February. Wow, you're doing that right on top of Valentine's. February 12th through the 14th, 2021. And we'll be doing that also from the Villa Amio.
We will be. We'll be in Hawaii. Right. But yes, it is on Valentine's Day. Last day is Valentine's Day. So bring the dragon for a romantic dinner.
Holy smoke. Yeah, there we go.
Okay. And Threshold is the ultimate, I think. You're at the doorway to realization. there awaits the dragon. He gives a great explanation of what the dragon is, what it's there for, what it does. But it is truly a beautiful thing. It's a premier Crimson Circle class.
And it is truly, no matter what the audience is, always everyone has a very, very personal experience with it, which is sometimes it's hard for people to imagine, but truly a very personal experience.
One of the prerequisites, of course, is the sexual energy school. So if you haven't taken it, we just mentioned we're going to be doing it in at the end of this month. So now would be a good time to take that. And we're always watching the surveys very carefully. We want feedback, and we get good feedback. But of the ones who took Threshold Online in August, just a month or so ago, 75% rated it as life-changing. And the rest of them all rated it as very, very good. So it gets super high grades for it. And we encourage you, if you haven't taken Threshold, it provides so much understanding.
It's a lot of support for our journey. And again, even the grads that took it came back with very, very high reviews for it, even though they'd actually already had done it once before.
So again, that's February 12th through the 14th. We're going to be in Kona doing this live online. Try Threshold if you're ready. Then we have some other events lined up.
Oh, boy, yes. Yeah. So at this point, these are the workshops we have also on Hawaii. We have the Energy Works. That's February 20th through the 24th. There's a few spaces available. And we're doing it again then on March 22nd through the 26th. And there are definitely more spaces available for that one. We added some events to try to cover what people wanted.
Kind of back-to-back
Energy
Works. Yeah. And then we come into the spring, but we're still going to be in Kona, still enjoying being with you personally.
And I want to remind you, while we're going through this, that the reason we're doing several of these multiple times is we keep these very intimate. We don't go, the maximum is 36 attendees. So it's a very intimate experience, so that's why you're seeing quite a few events in a short period of time.
Right.
So then Master's Code is April 11th through the 15th. Oh, that's sold out.
It's sold out.
Then Energy Works.
Sold
again,
out.
April sold out.
Yeah, sorry about that. So we go now to May.
So May, we have Master's Code. Once again, there are currently five spaces available, and also the Channeling Workshop. And that was just recently added, so there are still quite a few spaces available for that. Very intimate experience, very personal for everyone. If you're interested, sign up.
We've done a lot of work at Villa Amio
recently.
The grounds are absolutely stunning, beautiful now. We haven't seen a lot of it other than on photos that Horace and Michelle have been sending us back here. But we've been doing a lot of fix-up. I mean, it was beautiful to begin with, but now I assume it's going to be absolutely stunning.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're determined to make it a... What we like about it is that the attendees have told us they love the intimacy of the space, the hominess. The events feel like they're at their home. It's not a hotel. And so we are loving doing events there and being in service to you.
Now it's time for Chambra News. That was a photo that somebody got of me when I was a young boy.
That's probably true.
I know. I mean, that's the way it felt. Like there's this, that's why I don't like going in the water, Linda. I mean, I think that's a water creature.
Oh,
those things
yeah.
live down there.
Oh, and the little pillow has a bear on it. It wasn't your nickname?
That, yes, it was. So Chambra News, a couple of, as we always mention, the award-winning Chambra magazine. It won so many awards now, we don't even have room on the trophy shelf for all the awards. It's a piece of art every month. Is also always a mad dash to get it done. Poor Gene and Mark do most of the work on it, and they're always putting it together. Great articles. The guest articles keep getting better and better every month. And it's almost like now a prestige about being published in the Chambra magazine. But it's also all the news, all the information, great articles. So if you don't get the Chambra magazine, go online and just somewhere in there, click on whatever it is to get on the mailing list.
Oh, Jeff, that was helpful.
I
that was so cryptic.
do something. Make sure you get it. Anyway, and this is our special Halloween issue.
You can always contact customer service, and they will definitely direct you should you be confused and need additional support.
Big news. big news is today we do start the new series, and we want to mention we'll be playing the new intro. You know, we always do amazing video graphics and things, but this new intro for the new series was designed, shot, produced exclusively for us, for Crimson Circle, courtesy of Soul Food Films. These are the people who are doing the Rude Awakening film. They wanted to do this for us. They gifted
it
us.
Sweet.
So it's all original production just for this new series. So if you want to see what it looks like, make sure to tune in after the break, because we're going to be playing it right after we come back from break.
And what time will that be, Jeff?
It's at the
Mountain time.
Halfway down the hour. It's 2:30 our time. So it's coming up. Make sure to tune in. We wanted to point out, though, that this was done courtesy of Soul Food Films.
2:30?
2:30. Yeah. Okay. On a very deep and touching side, we want to just pay tribute to FM, John Kaderka. It's been 3 years since his transition to the other side, exactly on this date, October 3rd, 2017. We miss John. He was such a part of Crimson Circle even before we got started.
Really incredible. Right away, came on as a volunteer, offered so much help and assistance. It was impossible to not see what he did and how he helped bring us to the studio, actually.
Well, I remember back in the Coal Creek days, and you know, it was crowded and noisy, you know, we had no private room there, and it was like shows in this picture. He's getting you mic'd up ready right before we go on. He was such a fixture, and you know, he's still lingering around, hanging around.
Oh, we still feel him around once in a while. Yeah. I feel like there's times once in a while when he deliberately is poking at Peter, saying, "Hey, it's me."
Yeah, actually, we dedicated the production desk area with all the equipment and where the production folks work. We dedicated that to John. There's a plaque on the wall.
There you see it.
You see it there. What you're seeing at the bottom is a close-up of the plaque, but where you see that red circle is where it's actually located. That is our crew from today. Everybody's wearing masks, which, yes, we are abiding by those guidelines or rules.
Can't afford
and,
not to.
At least one, Galen, came dressed in a costume. Galen, that is a costume, isn't that?
Yes.
Yes, he says, yes, it is. Okay, I just had to make sure. But anyway, John, we miss you. We know you're still here in the studio, still helping with things. And we hope you're happy with the direction that things have gone in.
Truly. Thank you so much. We miss you.
Also, we want to take a moment to remember a very dear friend, Norma Delaney. A lot of you remember her, particularly from the early days of Crimson Circle. She also went by the name of Andra. She passed away recently on September 9th, 2020, which is really interesting numerology. I think she was in her late 70s, maybe.
She was 85.
Oh, 85.
She was 85 the next week after she passed.
Oh, my gosh. I did not realize that. Yeah. So Norma and Garrett were such an important part of Crimson Circle back in those early days. They traveled around the world with us. You saw them in the pictures. If you ever came up to Coal Creek, you saw them there. Norma made her transition, and Garrett transitioned about 3 years ago.
Also 2017.
2017, right about the time John Kaderka did. So anyway, we want to say...
I'm sorry, Norma was 84 when she passed. Her birthday for 85 was the following week.
I didn't realize. Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, anyway...
I know that because she was almost the same age as my mother.
We have a special tribute to Norma today, to Andra. So everybody, let's take a deep breath, as Norma would say, and... let's watch these really beautiful shots of dear Andra with the Crimson Circle.
best wishes to Norma and Garrett on the other side. Truly, truly best wishes.
We'll always have warm and wonderful memories of our time together with you, particularly as we traveled around the world, really helping to bring Chambord together. So, like Linda said, our best wishes and oh beyond. So with that, now it's time to acknowledge and to thank those who make all this possible. You see Linda and I up here in front of the cameras, but it's only a small fraction of what really goes into all this. We have the incredible production crew here at the studio. We've got the customer service team that's always online trying to solve any issues. We've got the translators, the website hosts, the Crimson Circle Angels, the volunteers. It's truly a global community. And if you look in the back of the Chambord magazine, you'll see all the names of all the people. I think there's three or four pages of people, of names, the people who make this possible.
And more, because there's so many out there that help in the background. I mean, it's always stunning to me to feel all those energies, because we have the most incredible staff and volunteers and supporters, and then all of you that just are quietly out there. So thank you to every single one of you.
Thank you, thank you. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back for the first of the new series. We're going to see that new intro that Soul Food Films put together. And in the meantime, have a cup of coffee, sit back and relax. Whatever you do, take a little walk. We're going to be back in 30 minutes.
But if they're in Europe, they might be going to get a glass of wine.
I wish we were too. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. We're going to be back in 30 minutes.
Thank you.
Thanks.